Good morning, everyone. Today is the 27th of February, Saturday morning, and I hope you're having a good weekend so far. And it's real foggy up here in Pineville, Missouri, a foggy Saturday morning. Well, this morning, I've entitled this video, The Invincible Pope Francis, I Think Not. The Invincible Pope Francis. What does the word invincible mean? Well, the word invincible means the one whose power cannot be taken away. The warrior. Well, I'm here to tell Pope Francis his power can be taken away. He's not invincible, and he's not holy either. He's not a holy father. Call no man father on the earth. Now, I may be considered a Pope basher, but that's okay. That's okay. I bash the Pope. I have no problems anymore bashing the Roman Catholic Church system, the beast system. Invincible Pope Francis, I think not. There's no man perfect. There's no man perfect on the face of the earth. People think that they're perfect. They've reached perfection. People brought up under the John Wesley doctrine, and so on. They're little popes. They're little popes. But you know what? Perfection can only be found in Christ. That's why he came. He's a perfect sacrifice for sins. Pope Francis can't take away your sin. John Wesley can't take away your sin. John Hagee can't take away your sin. Larry Phillips can't take away your sin. Well, Christ can through his precious blood. In fact, he has all of his elect. He's taken. He says, because I live, ye shall live also. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand, and I and my Father are one. That's invincible. That's invincible. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The Roman Catholic Church is a works doctrine. So is the John Wesley doctrine. So is Arminianism. So is Calvinism. So is Buddhism. So is the Baha'i faith. So is Mormonism. Jehovah's Witnesses. They're all works doctrine. The grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. The free gift is of many offenses unto justification. God, who's rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Not through the Roman Catholic Church. Not through Arminianism. Not through free will, which does not exist. By grace are you saved. He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So this morning, let us be reminded that no works-based system is invincible. Pope Francis is not invincible. Okay. And he's not holy either. It's a corrupt, evil system. And let us look to Christ, who is our everything. Good morning, Tony Forrester. Good to have you with me this morning. May the good Lord be with you this weekend. God bless you all.